I'm Rabbi Yehuda Merav. Avodah Ktzara Sheyevaltel. Anyone who's involved in the mitzvah b'dika at the end has to also be mevatel like we do. My time, what's the reason? Imeima mishum pirurin aloy chashiva. Let's stop the Gemara right there. Every havam in every line is crucial. Imeima mishum pirurin aloy chashiva.
Up. So, well, Moshe's bringing a lot of important quality here. Let's go slow. So the Gemara is saying crumbs should not matter. Because why, Moshe? Seems to not hold up Hadashir, right? Wrong. I disagree with Moshe. Set him up. Why? Moshe, you're saying that I'm not, because the Gemara is not concerned with Perurim, right? That's not what the Gemara said.
The reason it's directed about the Maitan. You're going to say, are you worried about the Alok Shiva? I'm not worried about them. Or the guy's not obstinate for that. So it's about, so.
Why don't you say a better reason, Moshe? Even if it is Chashivi, it should still not be Usher.
It should not be Usher, even if it's Chashivi.
Right. It's a Perur and it's crumbs.
That's like this.
What do you mean? But is there a Chatishir or not?
That's still the Gemara.
Does it need to be a Chatishir or not?
It sounds like from this Gemara, the assumption of the Gemara is the reason why I'm not concerned of Perurin is because Perurin are lo Chashiv. But were it not for that Svar of Perurin of crumbs not being Chashiv, would that be a reason why you have to be about the Chon? It sounds like, without knowing anything else, sounds like from this Gemara that yes. Right? So my initial response to this Gemara just from the get-go is that the shear of Bayer Rabbi Matzah could even be for Piru. Okay? However, if you open up Rabbi Nadavid says the exact opposite of that. And he has the right to do so. Because he's a Rishon. And Rabbi Nadavid in his commentary on this Gemara says that the Gemara is Lavdavka. And the Gemara could have said, and it's less than a kezias. The Gemara had a better pshat that the Gemara chose the root to state. But in a chanami, in din, in halacha, the Rabbeinu David is telling me that I don't have to be concerned with perurim, even if they don't have that characteristic of being lo chashiv. Now that you have Rabbeinu David, so you can go back and read like Moshe read, but then you have a fundamental question. And that fundamental question is a Gemara that we spent in years past. Last year, I think we spent a week and a half, 2 weeks on this sugya, one of the best sugyas from last year, which was Chatzishir. Anyone remember what we spoke about it? Chatzishir and Ataruvus. That's where it came up. What?
Schechter's Chiddush.
Oh, Schechter's date. That was our Schechter's date.
Yeah, the date.
One of his, he told me that he got asked this question on a date. Before the date. And it wasn't his father-in-law. It was, I guess it didn't work out. But the father-in-law asked him, what happens if a Chatzishir falls into a Taruvus? So, yes, that was a sugi we did. So Lamaisa. What? Yeah. You know, guys, they put the fruits in front of you. They see which brachas you make first. If you have any shakas, the brachas. Yeah, exactly. Right. Right. Yeah. Shine. The Gemara says, in Yuma, on the Ayin Dalit, don't forget this Gemara. Major machloek is Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, the Chol HaTorah Kula. Is Chatzi Shir Asim HaTorah or is Chatzi Shir not Asim HaTorah? Now, everybody said, when we're quoting Chatzi Shir, that doesn't mean exactly in half, based on the opinion of most Rishayim. Most Rishayim hold that Chatzi Shir means anything less than a Shir. Okay? So don't get hung up on the Lashon of Chatzi. Okay, So is that an issur d'oraisa? Is that not, right? I know I only get malchus on nevela if I eat a kazayis. I only get malchus on chazir if I eat a kazayis. I only, all the onshin, I need to have the Torah says, loisoichol, loisoichol, achilas kazayis, right? So that, does that mean, fundamental question, does that mean anything less is mutter, menat Torah, or does that mean it's also also midaraisa, but I just don't get an onesh on that avera? Fundamental question, Rabbi Say. That is a debate between Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish and Yuman Dabayindal. Happens to be we passed in like Rabbi Yochanan that Chatzi Shir is also menat Torah. How do we derive that? So the Gemara says, really two sources. One source is from a pasuk of Kol Chelev, learned out from Chelev that we extrapolate that all Chelev is also, that any part of Chelev is also even a Chatzishu of Chelev. And then the Gemara says also, it's a Svara. What's the Svara? Chozilit Staruka. And if I eat a half a Kazayas and then I eat it later, half a Kazayas later, so then ultimately you're going to be at the end of the day, eating a kazayis, and therefore you're going to have the issur. So the kasha, Rabbi said, we all have to ask ourselves, once we assume like that Gemara, so now we have to turn back to the Rabbeinu David, and we have to ask ourselves, why wouldn't Perurim be chay? Why wouldn't Perurim be asur? Why wouldn't you have to be mevatel chametz, even if it's Perurim? Because chatz yishir is also menatzer. That's the groundwork of our Gemara. That's the groundwork of our sugya. Yeah.
As a kid's far, but the old one doesn't really sound like it's very cheap. Meaning, saying we can combine to become one shear, not only true, but a shear, but something we want.
Well, no. Any shear has chashivas because ultimately that could lead up to be a shear.
Yeah,
right. Not only once, not, he's not saying, right. He's not saying only once it combines, then it is also. He's saying every chatzis shir, by the fact that in svara, this could ultimately lead up to a shir. So Mamela, that's already going to be machayev and isra of chatzis shir. I said it wrong.
Why can't we say
achshavei by durim? You didn't do any achshavei. You weren't achshavei. You're not eating this. No, achshavei means that you're machshavei. You did it. No, you did a pu'ula that now says akshavit. Like ingesting, like eating.
I'm saying, what if I died to ilave?
That's not akshavit. Akshavit means I'm reviving something.
But there is.
Here's talking, the Gemara is talking about fundamentally. Is there an isra or not? Yeah. Yeah. Hey, last sugi, do what you want.
When you're modern,
it stops
every time you move it,
place. Rosh
Hashanah's
Pavah Shabbos. Yeah, so that's not positive to step into.
So why is that not positive
to move that?
With the modern,
it's just not. If I walk and I stop and I walk and I stop, I'm not Chayav on Shabbos.
Why do you not say
Chavetz Tzuri? Why don't you say Pachus Pachus is Chavetz Tzuri? That's the Meiri's passion that came all the days in Shabbos. All right, everybody. So we're ending the year now. That's the Meiri's passion. That's a Meir Digger passion. Why don't you say that every step in Rosh Hasharabim is Tatsi Shir Al Sumanat Torah? That's the Meiri's passion. Excellent. Yeah.
I think it does.
Isn't it just by achila?
Oh, I don't know. Let's see. Yeah, that's not what the Gemara said.
It's like, or more curious, you know, like, what's the thing that at the end of the day, what's the mascara word?
Who said that? Isn't that only by achila? Yosef? Yeah, you're coming from Kulin. You already saw a Chacham Tzvi and a Shagazar.
Yeah.
Seems like the function of the Gemara is dots, which you know, like what's your matzah? I mean, that seems to be a thing that puts you over in water. Like, seemingly, that's how the Gemara's included, right? Quotes on these things that are relevant, but they become relevant if you have to get your matzah. And then you conclude, right?
You're going to see that.
Yeah, but that we're not up to there yet. So we're in this line of the Gemara. So we want to know, why is Piru not a problem, right? So the Gemara says it's low kashivu. So I'm saying there's a more fundamental reason. It doesn't even carry the amount. That's what Rabbeinu David says, correct? Before Daiti, Lave, and when the Shas says, we're talking fundamentally, right? Whether or not this is susceptible to the Yisr, even to begin with. You're saying that if I have a kezias of a cake that I don't care about, I don't violate by Rabbi Matze?
We're not dealing with that. I mean, when the
shear
is falling.
Why? Chatzis shear asmenatayra.
Like we know, there are already cases that.
I don't understand. If you're telling me that if I have a kazayas of entomins in my house, right, that's going to be whether or not you're machshav or not, it's going to be usher. So the same should be true by the less form. No,
not
necessarily. Why not? I understand, but I'm asking through the prism of chatzis shear, why should it be different?
Because the answer is shear. I mean, by the fact that Gemara needs to answer. Chooses to answer that way. The fact that it has to do it the way that you consider that thing. And then brings the proof from the brings the price of the proof that it seems to be trying to back up the fact that what's like the fundamental function entity here is
no, but I don't even want to get to that brisa. I don't even want to get to that brisa before the brisa. I don't even want to talk about whether it's chashuv or not. It's just not susceptible because according to Rabbeinu David because of the size.
Why is Rabbeinu David why is
the answer? Gemara's lavdafka. That's what he said. He said, don't be fooled by this Gemara. There really is a much more fundamental reason why Pirurim are not a problem. And it's not only because of low flushing. It's because it doesn't meet the criteria.
I feel like we don't like
it. In a Hanami. But I have a better question. How does Rabbeinu David even make sense? It's against the Gemara in Yuma. Chatzishir is also an Adair. So how we have to explain the Rabbeinu David. And then we can get back to whether or not he's right. We might have other Gemaras that we have to analyze and might be wrong. But Rabbi Isai, how do you even make such a sensible pshat? This Rabbeinu David is earth-shattering. It's crazy. By the way, this Gemara is going to have major ramifications. Legabe, the people, in terms of whatever, how crazy we have to get before B'dikas Chametz about Cheerios and all these things. And little things in the pockets in the svarim. So anyone who doesn't think this is a lamaisa, everybody say, pay attention.
Why does the Gemara say the bad thing about that? Even if it's not, it should be an issue now.
Why are we so?
Because in response to Moses, if they say there's this cake and I don't want it, I'm still over. So why does the Gemara say
the bad thing? And the Maskana, you want to know?
Yeah.
The Gemara bases everything on thought here. If there have been a double locked off in the first half, it's locked off. It's a little bit part
of the end. Tosfos writes, Daiti Velovei means the Lloyd Bottle Me'ilo. Mo Piru. It's just a definition of just being a flush of a piece. So if you learn like Tosfos, you don't have a cash, which is the Pashas. Daiti Velovei also might connect to the old Shiloh from the places on Puff Test, whether or not he's been Mashal Manas Levar or not. That might connect. Rashi says, Pashubay Banana Bachasal of the Circle, Mashal Pilu Regal. So the question is, why does Rashi say that? Is Rashi holding like places on Puff Test on the base? Maybe that's the issue. But we thought that Rashi didn't hold like places on Puff Test on the base. How do we deal with this Rashi? Shagasari asked that question. Right? Clever, you remember? Shagatari asked that question. What does Shagatari say? He says Rashi doesn't mean what we think it means. The Pashup Shad and Rashi means, I don't want to get too thrown off, but this is really the next half of the Gemara, but you're right. It's important to mention. The Pashup Shad in the Gemara, like the Shagatari points out, is that Daita Lave doesn't mean that without Das, you're not violating by your Rabbi. Right? And the other Pshat that Rashi says that, no, he's keeping it around and he's not going to burn it, right? Sounds like Rashi's holding like Tosfos on Chavtes, that if a person leaves Chametz al Manas Levar, then he doesn't violate. The Shagas Arya doesn't like Tosfos on Chavtes, like he has a whole tshuva to attach. And therefore the Shagas Arya says that Rashi just means, I can't remember. What does the Shagatai say? Everybody say? Look back in your notes. Yeah, what did he say?
I think it's hesitation, no? Isn't that the thing?
Yes, what?
Wasn't it like the Ran with like that when you find it, you might hesitate to burn it or get rid of it right away, and that in that moment, that's you're over.
That's it. Meaning you're not going to, okay. Whatever, he has another shot in his Rashi, even though it does sound like that. So if you learn like that, and you learn like this places, that Daita Lavei just means it's not bottled, it's not insignificant, so you don't need Das in order to violate by your Das. And either way, the Gemara didn't know that at this stage of the Gemara. So clearly this line of the Gemara is critical for the Shear of Chatzis Shear. Okay? So everybody said, so we have a fundamental question on our hands. Rabbi Nadavid seems to neutralize this Gemara, and the implication of this Gemara is actually the opposite, right? Is that the implication of the Gemara is that you would have thought Pirurin would be Chayev without being, right? Without being Loi Chashiv, right? And Rabbi Nadavid says the Gemara is Lavdafka, but then the question on Rabbi Nadavid is, What happened to Chatzis Shear Asa Mefer? Right?
Rabbi?
Yeah. Or you could really read the Gemara, you could really set up the sugya in a different way, like Moshe was saying. Heirurin lo chashivi. Yeah, let's leave it at that. Yeah, Yosef.
What does it mean, lo chashivi?
It's like Hefker. It's already bottled.
It's already bottled?
Yeah. So it's insignificant.
It's so strong that your chashiva is because in case your chashiva will make you five in being all one of so you're both and own mitzvahs, whether or not you think in your opinion that this kid is worth it. So I mean, I feel like it's very difficult to not read more than saying it's entirely dependent on how you do this thing. Yeah, I don't know how the Rambam does it locked up.
Like, no, it is talking about chashiva. He's just saying the Gemara had another reason why you can be chayiv. The question is specifically when it comes to chashiva is an importance. Whether or not that means what you guys are saying, that means that I'm being machshavit and that and now every time I have chametz, I have to be machshavit. So then a guy should just say I'm Pesach. I'm not machshavit his chametz. So that's what Tosfos says. Machshavit means it's just not garbage. It's not something that you introduce to it, right? Lo shamanu me'olam, that in order to violate the Isser of Chametz, I have to say, hinin nimukun mzuman lavor al Isser bayiro bayimotze.
Right? Maybe that's only with... Maybe Rabbi David is saying when it's pachas min kazayis. When it's above a kazayis, it's objectively chashuv, whether you're machshavit or not.
Okay, fine. Yeah, because it's omen me'elam to be bottled. That's exactly what Tosfos is saying. That certain things that are so small, they're just garbage. No one thinks about the crumbs. So Mamela, it's not susceptible to Bayer Rabbi Mate, not because I don't consider it, but because the nature of the item. It's not because every chametz that exists, I have to be machshav it. Certain things are just garbage on their own. So Mamela, that the Isser ever applied to it. It's lo yichashiv. But that doesn't necessarily mean that I need achshav or need to be machshav the Isser when I do come to a situation where the Isser is.
It seems like being chametz does change that thing's status.
I don't think so. Not when you have something that itself has the Isser that relates to it. That's what Tosfos is saying. Tosfos is saying, don't think when it says v'daiti yilavei in the Hemshech of the Gemara. Read it Tosfos, the second last Tosfos. Perish v'loy batal me'elo. Daiti yilavei is just, and it's not garbage. It's not something insignificant that the Isser doesn't relate to. Kemo pirurin. Right? Don't say it's like crumbs that just have this characteristic that it's just not susceptible to Bayer Abayamotze because it's just garbage. It's Batal Me'elo. So I don't need myself to be Mavato. No one, it's pre-existence is Batal Me'elo because it's just crumbs. So on that, right, that's the Pashup Shad, I think, in the Gemara in the Hemshech, which is the way we should assume right now. So on that, the Rabbeinu David saying, but keep in mind, even if it wasn't for this svara of Peruru not being kosher, you still wouldn't violate it. Why? Because there's no chatzis shear. So now we have a kasha. Why not? What happened to the Gemara in Yuman Ayin Dalet? Chatzis Shir is also enough. Yeah, Evan. Why?
Gemara is indicating that one of like the Gemara itself is saying, we don't know what's low kasha, but let's say we go on the realm that it's often classic Chatzis Shir and it's not us. So if it is referring to that,
why? Without the Rabbeinu David, I would say Pirurin on its own would be Usher because of Chatzishir Asmen HaTayro. The only reason it's not Usher over here is because it's Loi Chashir. That's the way I would have read it. Because it's garbage. Yeah.
But that's included with this part.
No, I mean, the Gemara is saying that the Isser, Balyara, Bayamotze, only applies to items that are not junk. That are not Ogruba. I have a kind. The Gemara says you have to be mevatel chametz. What do I have to be mevatel chametz? On things that aren't batel me'elam. What's batel me'elam? Eruvim that are lo chashiv. Right? Because people don't keep around crumbs. Right. It's a crumb. So it's already batel. What are you adding by you being mevatel?
I'm saying, are we excluding the fact that we hold out this year?
No, that's exactly right. That's exactly what the Gemara is assuming. We know about Chatzishir, but here there's an additional Svara. Bittul won't help you because it's Batel Me'elam. So this is not comparable to the regular Chatzishir. But that's not what Rabbeinu David says. Rabbeinu David says fundamentally, even if it was Chashiv, there wouldn't be Chatzishir. Why not? Exactly. He says you have two roots that you could have taken why the Pirurim are not a problem. Either because of what the Gemara says, Chatzishir applies, and it's just like Chashiv, but Rabbeinu David doesn't interpret the Gemara like that. Rabbeinu David says, no, fundamentally, the Gemara could have said, it's because there's no Chatzishir. But he doesn't explain to us why. What? I mean, in general, he holds like Rabbeinu David, we all hold like Rabbeinu David. That's the Kasha. If he held like Reish Lakish, so then I wouldn't have a Kasha.
I mean, if I eat a crumb,
no one on the Gemara is saying about Chiloff. I mean, one, even very clear about Chiloff. It's here. How about your thought? They're not even talking to you.
So you need to explain yourself. Why should that be? Good.
Why should it be?
Well, part of the Svar of Chazal Tzarufi applies to everything. What?
That's a shame.
We'll see. So, Chazal on the Shagas Aryeh in Simon Pei Aleph, with another whopper of a Kiddush, just knocking him down day by day, changing psalchim. Hamzal Shagazari in Simon Pei Aleph, and he says, a fascinating kash. Says, you open up a Maseches Beitza, who has a Beitza near them? Open it up. Read me the first Mishnah. Wow, so the Zoom can hear you. Kosevis.
Yeah.
Stop. So come to the mission in the beginning of Beitza, quoting a lot of Machloikes. You did an excellent job, though. quoting Machloikes between Beisham and Beisil, a slew of Machloikes between Beisham and Beisil. And the Gemara presents an issue about chametz. What's the issue about chametz? What the shear is for Seor. Yeast is not the same as chametz. Yeast is machmitz, other things. And there's a discussion between Beisham and Beisul whether or not the Isser to violate chametz on Seor, is that the Kosebes or the Kizayis, right? Good. As the Shagazai, what's the machlekes? Someone please explain to me this machlekes. You're learning Mishnayos with your son, and you're teaching him the Mishnah in the first Beitza. It's your debut. You really want to impress him, and you want to explain that Machlekes, and you're saying, so Beishame holds yeast needs a date's worth, and Beisilah holds no, also yeast only needs a kazayas worth. Only needs one to violate one. Just teach it to your son. Complete the sentence. Clarify your terms. Well, what?
Be over
by your own, right? You're over the owning of chametz. That's what you're saying. Like it, maybe it means to be over to own chametz, right? Right. So what happened? What happened, Rabbi Yisai, to Chatzi Shir Atzma Min HaTorah? No, you'll tell me, Rabbi, I need a shear. Why do I need a shear? Because I got to know how much I have to violate the debt. Malchus. Says the Shagazari, no, you don't. Most Rishonim hold that there's no Malchus by Bal Yirah anyways. So what in the world is Pshat in the Mishnah in the beginning of Beitza? You can't learn the Mishnah in Beitza without a Shagazari. It's crazy. He just says, just 1 + 1 = 2. There's no Malchus anyways, right? There's no Malchus anyways. And Beisham and Beisilah yet are still being arguing. What happened to fundamental human idolat? Now understand, everybody say what I mean when I say Torah is Tmimus Tiyena. Everything builds off each other. Ashagathari on a mission in Beitza. What Bechlal is going on here? Shagazari is Meraps and Igri. This is unbelievable. You can't ignore this Shagazari. This is wild. All of you have seen this mission in Beitza.
Yeah. You can still be over in Isser. You can still be Malchus.
I'm over in Isser anyways. Chatzi Shir is awesome in Atayra. So what are you being Mechadish to me with your sore? Malchus? I'm not getting Malchus anyways.
Because it's barley, you can give him.
What?
Because it's barley, not like the chametz, and you think it's...
It's not barley, it's yeast.
So
that's sa'ira with an ayin, sa'or. Chita sa'ira. No, with an ayin, with an ayin. With an ayin. Sa'ira. Chita sa'ira. We're talking about, not, there's no hay, and there's no aloe. A different word. Because Lavan into glass, say, according to Rav Rishon. Right? The moral is like, you can't say
that.
Or the Rav need the pshat. Rav Rishon need a pshat, Moshe. I can't sleep at night with such a pshat. What?
This is
the Everett. If you could sleep at night, then gazette the hate. If you could sleep at night, if you could slap your friends to five with such a pshat, then I don't know what's going to be. Julian. About what? Meaning in Sakh. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Rav Rishonim over. The Rambam's the Chiddush. Yeah, he's just saying he got a riot. So he took my kasha and he said, "Oh, it's a riot to a sheep that flew."
Let's say the Shagazari does that against Tosfos when it comes to the Shabbos of Rosh.
No, he says the Tosfos. Okay, but he holds.
Does
like
he got to do that same thing?
But you have days in the Gemara that say it's a lav in the glass, like Julian pointed out. You can't say that. So machleg is panoim over here.
Maybe you could say that they're talking about carrying it to take it out.
What do you mean?
I mean, let's say I find chametz on Pesach. Can I pick it up and take the chametz outside and then to be mevar it? I mean, if it passes the threshold of a shear that's significant enough, then you can take it outside. You can pick it up. Maybe if it's too small, you have to leave it there.
Why would it be different? I don't understand. Chatzis Shir Asur Min HaTorah, I have to take care of it.
All right, I see. All right.
Yeah. True. Abada wouldn't apply, but then the Gemara is talking about this. They're Isaac. So it's obviously pretty bitter, right? Comes along the Shagazari and he says from the Mishnah and Beitza you see the following soap. The din of Chatzi Shir, Asur Min HaTorah, says the Shagazari, is Tali and Sira. Like the Guru Yochanan says, Hazilitz Darupa. So when I eat something, The halacha is if I nibble on it and I eat it within a time frame of kizayis bechdei achilas pras, which anyone know what the time frame of that is? Somewhere between 2 and 9 minutes. We usually assume somewhere like 4 minutes, which has nafkaminas rabosai for all of our mitzvahs as well. For matzah, you have to make sure that you eat it within that time frame, rabosai. And it's nafkamina for, people don't know this, for bracha afrona as well. If I don't eat a kizayis of pas within that time frame, rabosai, if let's say I nibble slowly, slowly a kizayis of bread, you can't bench. You did not have an achila. It's not only about volume. It's about a maisa achila. And a maisa achila has to be within a tzirah of zman. Okay? That's important for drinking as well. Right? That's why when a person sips hot drinks, many of the poskim hold, you don't make a bracha afroinu. Unless you ate a shear of a revius at the end that was already cool that you can gulp it down. You really, if you, even if you sip water, they say, it's not clear that you would make a bracha for enough if you didn't drink it within a very quick amount of time. And a kadesh shtiyas revius is much quicker than kadesh shtiyas pras. So these are real big shilas that you guys should have looked into and ask shilas in terms of when you should make bracha pronos. But a lot of people make a lot of bracha pronos when it's not necessarily a tzira and a maisa achila or a maisa shtiyah. So comes along the shagasari and he says, babayir abayimotze, if you have a kazai, a hapti kazais of chametz that's in your house, now it gets destroyed and it's gone. And then I got another chatzi zayis of chametz that's in my house. Do I violate bayir abayimotze? Says the Shagazari, no. That original chatzi zayis is gone and has no bearing and no ramifications on me for the future. So Mamela, says the Shagazari, Zetman Fenda, by definition, since there is no seru, and it's not chazilit tarufe when it comes to chatzi shir, right? When it comes to bayir abayimotze, I'm sorry. So Mamela, you see from here that there is no issue of chatzi shir, asim and atayra, when it comes to the issue of owning chametz. Now comes along Shagazari and says, I could read a Mishnah and Beis. You want to know why Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel have an argument about if Seor is with a Kozevis or with a Kazayas? Is it the size of a date or is it the size of an olive? Says the Shagazari, the Mishnah was assuming exactly what I just proved to you, that since Rav Yochanan presents in Yuma Ein Dalet that the nature of Chatzi Shir is fundamentally based off of the concept of Tziruf or Chazilut Tzarufe, that wouldn't apply outside of an area where Tziruf is Shayach, and since by definition Bayirah Bayimotze is not able to be Nitztarif, so therefore comes along the Shagazari and says, you see, 1 plus 1 equals 2, there is no concept of Chatzi Shir when it comes to the Isser of owning chametz. I am using this Shagazari to explain our Rabbeinu David on our Gemara, and that's why when the Rabbeinu David interpreted, there was another alternative shot of why Pirurim would not be a problem, because all it is Chatzi Shir, and Chatzi Shir would not apply, even though in general we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. That's because the issue of Tziruf is not relevant when it comes to Bal Yirah, Bal Yimotze. So you see a fascinating, fascinating Chiddush that we're embarking upon. When a person wants to know, I only have a Mashu of Chametz in my house, I only have Hirurin, do I have an issue of Bal Yirah, Bal Yimotze on that item? So the question, according to the Shagazari, according to Rabbeinu David, will be, is it a Kazayis or is it not a Kazayis? If it's not a Kazayis, I can ignore the din in Kol HaTarakula of Chatzi Shir, Asmat HaTorah, and I would not have to be concerned of it with respect to Bal Yirah, Bal Yimotze. Yeah, Jack.
So, so
he doesn't use that language. That's the language of the Chacham Tzvi, if I remember correctly. He does say by Machlokes. Maybe I'm not misquoting. Nearly we think time there are the Mishnah leaning by your own like Isur Kol Bokhim Yishir Mashen Yechol 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 Yishir Mashen Correct. Exactly. That would be an answer. It's not a good question. That would be an answer. Point to Shagazari. Right. Right. No, see, Now, I'm not sure you're right. It's true Rosh Hagasari writes that language of it's only Shayach by Yisuri Akiva. But that's because Rosh Hagasari wanted to explain it based on Tziruf. And the classic situation that there is Tziruf is through Akiva of Kazayas Bateyach Luz Pras. Well, let's say you have Dalet Amas that ultimately can be Mitzarif and be a Malach of Maver Dalet Amas on Shabbos. That also is Mitzarif.
So yeah, but the Pasuk's also the Akiva.
What Pasuk?
The pasuk, I mean, the Maranai and Dalet and Yuma had the pasuk.
I don't think that, but the point is that what the Shagasari was saying is not the same as the Chacham Tzvi. That's why I remember the Shagasari differently, even though Moshe, the Lashon, sounds exactly like you're saying. The Chacham Tzvi says a Yisoid to answer all these kashas, which we learned last year. I didn't put on the Marmon Chomos. He says, Chatzishir is only by Macholos Asuras, Dumya Dechelet. That's what he says, right? And the Olam and the Velt ask on the Chacham Tzvi that there's Kama V'Kama Rais that seem to apply Chatzishir even to a Pu'ula Asura, even to non-Machos Asuras. That's not the route the Shagasari is going. The Shagasari is saying that since the Gemara says a Svar of Chazilitz the Rupe, it has to be on something that is able to be Mitzar. So the Nafkamina, I think, between the Shagasari and the Chacham Tzvi will be, let's say you have an Isser that has the ability to be Mitzare, but it's not necessarily Macholos Asuras. Can you have Tiruf outside of the world of Kizayis Bechdei Achilas Pras Macholos Asuras? So the Shagasari will say yes. It, granted, he does say the Lashon of Eno Ela Be'Yisuri Achila, but I don't think that necessarily he's holding it limited. If you can find a case like your Shaila about Mavir Dalet Amas, it could be that the Shagasari would say, oh, that's terrible. It's all about the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan that says the Yisoid of Chatzishir is based off of Chazi Litz Tarufe. And if it's lacking that Chazi Litz Tarufe, then you won't have that element of Chatzishir. Yeah, David.
But I feel you have the parameters of the Tzedek Kras to be serious.
Exactly.
You don't have that by walking,
no? You do, because every walk is going to be Mitzarek, the Dalet Amas. That's what I was saying to Jack, yeah. But that's against Rabbeinu David. Rabbeinu David is saying in our Gemara, you should know, even if it's kosher, it's still not susceptible to the issue, because Kratz Yishir doesn't apply.
Because it can't be the star.
Exactly. Yeah, Judah. I don't think that if they're both around, so you have a kazayis, that's not chatzishir. That's a shir. Who cares where they are? You own a kazayis of shir. So what, you happen to found out about it. At the end of the day, once you know about it, now you're over in Israel, you count a lot.
Why would we not be closer to that? Why is Shagasari not closer to that? It's like
Shagasari wants to know the following. If you know that you only have a half a shear, is there by your Abayim? He says no. No. And that's the machlokes of Shammai Beisil. In Echanami, if things add up together, they accumulate, and you become a Kazai, so then the Yisr will start.
Rabbi,
yeah.
Doesn't it say chazi li sarufe? Meaning that it doesn't really need to be its star if it's just chazi.
Right, but the Shagasari is saying this is not chazi li sarufe.
I'm saying
once it's gone, once it's out of this world, it's never going to have significance.
That's why it's also by chazi shir, because it's chazi. Actually, being
the exactly. So if it's gone and it doesn't have the ability to mitzarif, then it loses its chashi. This might have tremendous, tremendous ramifications. Lagabe, how crazy we have to be before Bedikas comes. But in order for us to really analyze this, we need to know if there are any other Gemaras that really discuss this. So Mirza Shem on Sunday, Rabbi, we have to learn the Gemara on Nimhe and the Rishonim there and see if the Gemara has any elucidation on this issue. And the Mirza Shem try to figure out how to paskin and whether or not that means that can change the approach of our B'dikas Chametz and Mirtz Hashem, hopefully relax some of our nerves before we get to Bikkur Chametz. I'm not making any guarantees. See when we get to the end of this segment.